Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now to talk about that pick and the entire Bucks draft, he's our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. Gary, how are you this afternoon?
I am doing quite well. Thank you.
Were you surprised when they made the pick that they made at number 17 because Sparky was?
How about shocked, stunned, disillusioned?
Why? Because you thought it was a bad pick, or that's not what you were hearing they would do?
Both. Yeah. No, I talked to a bunch of NBA people in the weeks leading up to the draft, and I talked to some people again this morning, and I'm going to do a story for my website either tonight or tomorrow, but not one of these people had DJ Wilson ranked in the middle of the first round. They all had him as a late first, early second round pick. And with TJ Leaf and John Collins still, I thought there was no way in hell they would take DJ Wilson, but they obviously did.
Yeah, TJ Leaf, I'm hearing people compare him to Kevin Love, and if he's Kevin Love, he should have went higher than where he went anyhow.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But like I said yesterday, I mean, there were at least 10 guys that I would have been all right with and could have moved on from had they taken. I just didn't see that. Now, that's not to mean this guy won't be good. He very well might be, but he's not from, again, his time at Michigan, and he's been hurt a lot at Michigan, but in his time that we've seen him at Michigan, he really isn't a physical basketball player at all. I mean, he tends to be more of a finesse basketball player. Now, he's athletic. He's long, which fits the Bucks' style or whatever, athletic and long. I get that. Now, I don't know. If it's me, I'm swinging for the fences and trying to see if I can get lucky with another star player. You know, and Harry Giles.
Who would you have taken? Yeah.
Giles, for sure. Three knee surgeries, I know it's a risk. And I saw CBS Sports, when they were analyzing that pick, said, you know, this is the biggest upside or boom or bust pick outside of Joel Embiid that we've had in several years. Giles could be a star, or he may never play. You just don't know what you're going to get out of it. I would have went that route and totally rolled the dice and went for it versus this way, which, again, this kid's going to probably play in the G League some last year or this upcoming year, and he's probably going to get on the floor a little bit too. I just don't know if I see a star potential out of this kid. That's all. And again, Gary Ellerson pointed out earlier at 17, good luck trying to find a star at 17. It's not that easy.
Well, I totally agree with you. You know, I thought Miami was going to either take TJ Leaf or Bam Adebayo, and my mock draft, I had him taking TJ Leaf, and when they took Adebayo, I go, man, this is going to be a no-brainer because Leaf is going to slide down to the Bucks now. And they didn't take Leaf, of course, but Leaf went the very next pick. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how this plays out.
You know, Gary, and I think, you know, as we're trying to analyze this pick, yeah, no one saw this kid being drafted by the Bucks, and Steve talked a little bit about it. But what is he going to bring to the table? Will he be able to get some run with this Bucks lineup?
I don't think he's going to be able to crack the rotation, Gary. I mean, there's things I definitely like about him. I like his length, like the Bucks do. Mm-hmm. He's got a sweet release. I mean, he shoots the ball real fluently, and he can shoot from the perimeter. So, I mean, he's got some upside from that standpoint. But, man, from a physicality standpoint, an aggressive standpoint, I just don't see it.
What about the guy that they didn't draft but later reportedly signed, and that's Wisconsin guard Bronson Koenig? Do you think there's a place for him on this team, or is he a G League guy?
I think he's headed to the G League. I think it was a great PR move on the Bucks' part. I think Bronson Koenig's a pretty good player, you know, probably not an A player. At least not at this time. So, you know, if he plays in Oshkosh, you know, people are obviously going to be interested. So I thought it was a real good signing.
When we talk about this Bucks team going forward and who they'll have to contend with in the East, Philadelphia, Boston have been two teams I've always talked about having to deal with. What about Fultz and how he fits in with Philadelphia?
Well, I know the Philadelphia people are ecstatic. I mean, they should be. They made him the number one pick, right? But I talked to a guy in their organization today, and he said they couldn't be happier. Fultz and Simmons in the backcourt and Embiid up front and Saric, they're probably like one player away from being, you know, a really, really good team. So they have a ton of cap space this summer, so maybe they'll be able to get that player. And if they do, you know, the Sixers are definitely going to shoot up.
That's our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. Find his work inside the Racine Journal Times, RacineSportsZone.com, Wolfel's Press Box on Twitter, at Gary Wolfel. We just call him White Gary around here, and we always appreciate it, White Gary. Thank you, sir.
Hey, one quick question. Did you hear about this blockbuster trade last night that didn't go down?
Which one?
With Kevin Love.
What about him?
Kevin Love almost went to the Pacers. Then Indiana would have got a bunch of players and a bunch of draft picks. And the word is that Dan Gilbert nixed it at the last minute. Wow.
So Kevin Love, do you know the names?
Well, Kevin Love would have went to Denver, Paul George to Cleveland. Those would have been the main parties. Mm. So that would have been one hell of a trade.
Gary, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Gary Wolfel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.